Well, we had seven entities submit intents to reply, and they have until next Wednesday, July 31st, to submit their proposals.
That does sound like a pretty good field to choose from.
Yes, sir, it is. We're pretty excited.
But at the same time, you're working on a pretty tight deadline in the gaming expansion law. You have to get an application in by the end of October?
October 28th. So we have 96 days left, in fact.
96 days. So you have a pretty tight window here. And Mayor Williams, considering all the growth in other types of gambling since the idea of a Danville casino first came up, what do you think the project size and scope will be?
I think that will be largely determined by the operators, and we should know that once we receive their applications. But I am guessing that, you know, we can have a maximum of up to 2,000 positions. It's my expectation that we'll have something around the 1,000 to 1,400 position range.
And when we talk about positions, those are gambling slots, gambling machines at the casino?
That is correct, yes, sir.
What are your hopes of the economic impact of a casino, whether it's jobs, taxes, other development?
Our expectation is that we would hopefully have, at least 400 to 600 new jobs. And revenue projections are a little tough to say because of some of the aforementioned items that you mentioned in terms of the increase in other types of gambling. I know at one point they projected us to have at least $6 million or so in revenue a year. I'm not sure if we'll hit that anymore, but I think we could receive certainly upwards of $4 million a year.
So when you take these numbers and look at the potential impact on the city, how much of a change do you think it could make?
Well, it will be a huge change. If we were to get around the $5 million range, that would be a 10% increase in our revenue each year.
And at the same time that you're making plans for a casino in Danville, I understand there are plans for a casino in Terre Haute, Indiana as well, that voters there will see a referendum on the ballot in November on the question. Considering that the idea of a Danville casino has been the draw in customers from Indiana, what do you think the impact will be of having a Terre Haute casino as well?
I think that's truly uncertain. The good news is they're at least an hour and some change away from us. We will be further along in the process than they are. So I think it will certainly impact us some, but I think not in a drastic way, hopefully.
So what sort of timetable are we looking at now for this development to go ahead, starting with the deadline that you have to send something into the state? What would you hope to have happen with the casino and when?
I would hope that within 2 years at most that we would have a casino open and fully operating.
Okay, so a casino by 2021 and maybe some other development going with it?
Yes, so by the end of 2021 or early 2022 at the absolute latest, and then hopefully subsequent development to support that. You know, we've been in need of restaurants out there. We have over 500 hotel rooms just in that corridor alone and no restaurants, so to speak, to support them. So we definitely could use that in addition to the entire town. You know, I think that Danville is a place where we like to eat, and we certainly could use more restaurants and a greater diversity of restaurants as well.